If you'd like to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Revelation, chapter 3, and reading from verse 20. The book of Revelation, chapter 3, and reading from verse 20. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. And our subject this morning is the Saviour at the door. The Saviour at the door. Well, this, by way of introduction, is a verse from the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. And it is called Revelation because it is a revelation given to the Apostle John, the same Apostle who walked with the Lord Jesus Christ, the disciple. He is writing now about approximately 60 years after the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, after his death and resurrection. And this revelation is given to the Apostle John so that he may set down in words that which he sees. And what does he see? Well, the theme of this book really is the victory of Christ and his church throughout the gospel age over the enemies of the church, over Satan. Satan is spoken much of in this book in the form of a dragon. He is most commonly described. But really the theme of this book is Christ's victory over the dragon, over Satan, and over all those who follow Satan, the forces of unbelief and atheism in this world, and false idols and religions. And this victory is shown symbolically in a number of ways throughout this book. But we will this morning be focusing on this portion of the book of Revelation. And we read part of this portion, and the Lord Jesus Christ at this time is addressing the churches. He addresses in total seven churches: the church at Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And it is this letter, if you like, to the church at Laodicea, where we pick up this verse. Behold, I stand at the door. And the church at Laodicea, well, just to put this into a little bit of context, Laodicea was known for its wealth. It was a very rich place. And the citizens of Laodicea were very wealthy people. But this was what they trusted in, their wealth, their riches. They boasted of their riches, and they maybe confused their riches to mean that they were blessed of God. We are rich, therefore God loves us. God has given us so many things. We are very blessed of God because we are rich. But the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't see it that way. In verse 16, he calls them lukewarm. And in verse 17, because thou sayest, he's addressing the church here, because you say, oh, I am rich and increased with goods, and I have need of nothing, but you know not that your true state, thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. They thought that their wealth was a sign that they were blessed by God, but it was actually the opposite. You are wretched and miserable. That was what the Lord was trying to say to them. And that is something that we all need to learn and understand. The riches of this world does not mean we are blessed by God. We have to come before the Lord and know him spiritually and know him personally, as we will discuss. But let us look at verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. This is a tremendous verse, and well, we will see many wonderful things through it this morning. Behold, I stand at the door. This is not just words to the church at Laodicea. This is words for everyone, every Christian in the gospel age. Behold, I stand at the door. That is a message. What does that communicate to us? Well, he's near. He is right at the door. Behold, I stand at the door. And if we look even just a little earlier in chapter 3, at verse 11, again he says, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast. The Lord Jesus Christ is near. He is coming quickly." And well, we have to think about this, particularly in our day and age. The Lord Jesus Christ, he came once. He entered into human history once, over 2,000 years ago. But the scriptures say that he will come again. He will return. And surely, when we look at the state of this world now, he is not far. He is near. Surely, in this day particularly, he stands at the door. We only have to look at this world. When we see the state that the world is, the open immorality, the falling away from the faith, the Lord Jesus Christ said, before he comes again, there will be a great falling away from the faith. People turning away from God and doing what pleases them. Great immorality. And we see immorality in the world today. People just doing what they want. And they're not ashamed of these things. It's shameless. They're doing shamelessly, openly sinful things. And well, everybody seems to applaud nowadays. Everybody in the world seems to applaud their sin and their shamelessness. And that is a sign of the world before the Lord will come again. There's so much moral confusion. So many people confused about what is right and what is wrong. Do people even know what is right and what is wrong anymore? Things that are clearly wrong are being applauded as good. Things that are evil, and we know that they're not right, they're being held up as good. And things that we know are good are being taught as evil and oppressive. The word of God, which is truth and righteousness. So many people think it's oppressive, think it's evil. We don't like Christianity because it's an evil, oppressive thing. That which is good is being considered evil, and sinful things are being considered good and acceptable. And even these things are being taught in the schools. And children with consciences that are pure. We must understand that our children, they have pure consciences from God. And yet when they go into their schools, they're being taught things that go against what their conscience knows and understands. They go into the schools and they're being taught, you know, your conscience, oh, just forget all about that. Trample all over it. We're going to teach you what is truly right, what is truly wrong. And well, no wonder so many youngsters are confused and so mixed up and so fearful and so depressed because they've had to trample on their conscience right from a very young age, being taught things that are wrong in the schools. And these things are, well, they're all signs that the Lord said would come before he would arrive again. The great falling away, the spiritual poverty, the wars and the rumors of wars. We see that in our day and age. The great natural disasters. How many natural disasters have we seen in the last 10 years? And each and every one of them are almost invariably the worst that have been seen on record. It's like we're building up to something, to that great judgment. These are times that are fearful. Lord Jesus Christ, he must surely be at the door. He is very near. And so when we think of these things, behold, I stand at the door, we have to ask ourselves, are we ready when he comes again? Because it will surely not be long now, any time now. But when we read these things, behold, I stand at the door, this communicates nearness to us as individuals, not just to the world, but us as individuals. Behold, I stand at the door, your door, individually. If somebody comes to your house, somebody comes to your door, he wants to speak to you personally. Doesn't want to speak to your next door neighbor or to your whole street. He's come to your door, wants to address you personally. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ wants to do with us. He wants to know you personally. Behold, I stand at the door, your door. I want to know you. And that is very important for us to understand, because when we come to a church, well, yes, we sing the hymns together, of course we do. We listen to the Word of God together. We meet in fellowship together in a church. But do you have a personal relationship with God? Do you know Him personally? He is here. He's standing at your door. Sometimes people can come to church and we engage in corporate worship, but there's no personal relationship. You don't know Him individually. He's not in your daily life. And that is such a sad thing. He's not in your workplace during the week. You've left Him behind on Sunday in the church. He's not with you wherever you go. He's not in your workplace. You haven't asked Him to be in your workplace. You don't speak to God personally. You don't pray. That is a very sad thing. You don't know Him personally. He's not present in your home. He stands at the door, but you have not invited Him into your home. If you were to go into your home, or if a stranger were to go into your home, would they see any evidence that you are a Christian? Would they see any evidence that you know the Lord personally? Or do you not know Him personally? You just keep Him at arm's length. Just Sundays, just the church. He doesn't come into the home. We don't have a Bible around or any scripture passages. Do you know Him personally? He stands at the door. He wants to know you personally. That is what we must take from this verse. Behold, I stand at the door. I want to come in to know you personally. Open up, he's saying. Open your heart to me. Open your life to me. He doesn't just want to be a savior of mankind. He wants to be your savior. You personally, to save you. And so that is the great lesson that we can learn, the great conclusion that we can learn from this verse. I stand at the door and He knocks. He knocks at the door. Well, that is tremendous. When the Lord Jesus Christ knocks at our door, knocks at our lives, at our hearts, it's always an urgent knock. Now, when people knock at your door, you can always tell whether it's important or not. If somebody is just coming round just to see you, a social visit, well, it won't be a very urgent knock. It will maybe just be quite light. But if it's an urgent knock, if there's an accident, if somebody needs to come in very urgently, you will know. It will be fast and urgent because this is important. You need to open up the door. And so when Christ comes with the gospel, it's always an urgent knock. Because when we speak about the gospel, we speak of spiritual things, it's always very important. People like to take their religion or their Christianity, oh, I don't take it very seriously. It's just a hobby, just a pastime. But these things are very serious. It concerns our souls. One day, for each and every one of us, our souls will be separated from our bodies one day. And we know what that means. Your soul will be separated from your body one day. Where will your soul go? Where will it go? Where will it spend eternity? If you are without Christ, you will spend eternity without God. You would have died in your sins. You will be sent away to a place of eternal sorrow and grief and torment. These are serious things. Very, very serious things. And so when the Lord knocks at the door, it's very urgent. And this is why we have to be serious about these things. Maybe some people think, why don't we joke from the pulpit? Why aren't we light in the pulpit? Other churches are light and trivial and have jokes. Well, it is because these are serious things. This is an urgent knock at the door. It concerns your soul and your eternal future. We cannot laugh, we cannot joke to lighten it. These are very serious things. It is not trivial. You have to rush to the door. You have to open it with haste. It is an urgent knock. And that is the way the Lord comes to us. When He knocks, by the way, The knock, well, it's not a hand upon wood, it's through the word of God. We read that here, if any man hear my voice, if anyone hear this message. The knock is a message, it's a spoken word. But sometimes he knocks in other ways as well. Not just through the word of God, he knocks through the circumstances of our lives. Sometimes we can have great illnesses that will bring us low, and we will be reminded of our mortality. We will be reminded that our lives will come to an end one day, and that is the Lord knocking upon the door of our hearts. Do you know me? Are you ready for the end? That's the Lord knocking. Sometimes it can be the loss of someone close to us. Somebody dies, we are bereaved. And well, we are reminded, what will the state be for us when the end comes for us? When we come to the end of our lives, are we ready? It's the Lord knocking at the door. You have to think about your own death, about your own mortality. So we must open up to the Lord Jesus Christ. Open the door. Open it wide. Open it all the way. We have to open to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, he has come from the very courts of heaven. From heaven. The Lord Jesus, the eternal Son of God, the very riches of heaven. Heaven is not heaven if God is not there. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven to earth to come and to know you personally. If you have not opened the door, oh, what an offense that is to God. If somebody came from a long place, from a far off country, from halfway across the world, some stranger came all that way to knock at your door, to know you, would you not open the door? You wouldn't just peek out halfway and then slam the door shut. You would think, this person has come from such a long way. I have to open the door wide to him. Let him in. Well, Christ has come from heaven to earth to know you. From a glorious place into this sinful world where he was a man of sorrows and he's done it to know you personally. Don't you think you should open that door so wide to him? He wants to know you personally. And of course, he is the only one who can save you. He is your only hope of salvation. He has saved your soul from eternal loss. If you trust in him, if you put all your faith in him, by going to the cross at Calvary, he suffered and died to take upon himself the punishment for your sin. Your sin, the reason why you would be lost, has been placed on him. He was forsaken of God. He was smitten of God, so that you will be forgiven. You will be allowed entry into heaven. You are acceptable to God. He is the only way of salvation. He has suffered and died that you may be forgiven. Open the door to him. You must open it. This is so very important. Your life depends upon it. Your soul depends upon it. I remember one Christian brother came to give his testimony to us at the Seniors Fellowship. And he spoke about how a heart attack had led him to earnestly seek the Lord. And he gave a very vivid account of his heart attack. He remembers he was just at home and he started to feel unwell. And then things progressively got worse. And he was drenched in sweat. And he began to realize what was happening. And so he rang 999. And the operator on the other end asked him what was going on, what were his symptoms. And she said, right, I'm going to phone an ambulance straight for you. Don't worry, they're coming for you. And this gentleman, you know what the first thing he did was? He went to open his door. He went to open his door because he knew, well, in a few minutes, I might not be even able to walk. In a few minutes, I might be unconscious. I don't know what's going to happen. But at least I've opened the door. At least when the ambulance comes, they can walk straight in. They can revive me. They can save me. That was his comfort. The first thing he did, he went to open the door. And that's exactly the same for us. Think of us on our deathbed. Well, we're going to be in trouble. We have to stand before God, a holy God, and we are unholy. We have sinned. We have broken God's laws. We have to give an account of our lives. What's going to be our comfort? Well, may it be, at least I opened the door to Christ. He knocked and I let him in. He was my salvation and I yielded my life. I repented. I let him into my life so he will save me. When I stand before God, he will save me. I can point to him and say, he took the punishment for my sin. Now I am saved. I am forgiven. I open the door. That will be your comfort when you are on your deathbed. May that be so true of every one of us. How much we need the Lord Jesus Christ. These are very important things. But then we read just by way of conclusion. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Sup with him. I will come in and will eat with him, that means. We normally associate eating together as a sign of friendship, a sign of fellowship, affection, love. It's what companions do. It's what families do. They meet together, they eat together. And so this is a wonderful comfort to us. When we open the door to the Lord Jesus Christ, all we ever know is friendship, is companionship, is reconciliation with God. We are not warring against God anymore. Christ is our greatest friend. Christ is our strength. Christ is our protector. Because of Christ, our prayers are heard and answered on high. The Lord Jesus Christ, he knocks at the door because he wants to come in and give you so many blessings throughout your life and to know him forever. When he comes in, when we enjoy fellowship with him, we will enjoy fellowship forever, not just in this life, but into eternity. The Lord Jesus Christ, we hear in the book of Revelation that there is a great feast in eternity. When the new heavens and the new earth come, there will be a great feast, a great fellowship for everyone who has trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. And well, that will be our lot forever. Fellowship and friendship, love and affection. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ wants to give. Why on earth would we remain with a shut door, a closed door against him? You're not coming into my life. You're not coming into my heart. When the Lord Jesus wants to give us only good things, only blessings eternal in his name. Oh, dear friends, we know, each and every one of us knows in our hearts whether we have truly opened the door to the Lord Jesus Christ. He has knocked. He has knocked this morning through his word. He knocks at the door. He wants to know you personally. We all know whether we know him personally or not within ourselves. If we do not, oh, do not delay. We must open up to him. Remember that man, that testimony. He was at the brink of eternity. He opened the door for men. How much more as we stand on the brink of eternity, open the door for our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, our God, our gracious Heavenly Father, oh Lord, how we thank thee for such a Saviour who longs to know us personally. Oh Lord, how we pray that there would be not one of us who keeps that door closed, who leaves this place cold and apathetic and unsaved. Oh Lord, come and bless. Visit each and every heart with thy salvation, that we may know thee and thy love and thy mercy. We ask it all in our dear Saviour's name and for his sake. Amen.